What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. Welcome back. I'm your host, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet, Chandler Wooten. And today we've got another good one for you today because first things first, your Auburn Tigers officially in the top 10 in the recruiting rankings after picking up yet another big time commitment. We take a look at the roster and give our outlook both offensively and defensively. And I also give an update on my top three favorite recruits and commitments that we've landed thus far. So we're really getting into all of that and we'll go through, you know, each commitment as I see fit and kind of just talk about them and break them down. So let's get into it. Over the weekend, Auburn landed another commitment, this time from four-star defensive lineman Nate Campbell from Charlotte, North Carolina, where I currently reside. So shout out to the home team. Yet another example of this staff identifying a player that, you know, not necessarily in their stomping grounds, you know, out of Charlotte, North Carolina, but identifying a guy that they like and going to get that guy. I've been talking about it. I've been harping on it for a while now that, you know, I think right now we've only got maybe close to like 10% of our commitments, you know, from the state of Alabama. And so right now this staff is really just knocking this thing out of the park and, you know, like I said, identifying guys that they really like and just going to get them. And so if you haven't really been paying too much of a close of attention, you know, I think the vision of what this staff wants to build is very clear. And I think they've done a great job of doing it. I think they're obviously addressing the offensive and defensive lines, you know, big time commitments from guys like Leighton Von Brandt, you know, answering questions about a position of need that, you know, they've had trouble with for quite a while, for years now. You know, you add another interior offensive line guy like Reed Ramsier, you know, who's going to be a big part of the future plans as well. You know, other guys, you know, on the defensive line, you know, once we start going to the other side of the ball, like Donovan Moore, you know, obviously just picked up Nate Kamba, you know, another guy on the edge like Rion Jackson. So, I mean, this staff is doing a really, really good job of attacking the trenches. And that's something that Auburn fans have been, you know, really wanting for a while, you know, especially offensively, because, you know, defensively, we've always had really good defensive linemen. And so I think them coming in, you know, establishing what they want early and going to get it, you know, really speaks volumes. And so just staying on the topic of this top 10 recruiting class, which isn't done, by the way, you know, I'm really going to just now get into my top three additions of this class thus far and why. And I think first and foremost, I got to start with Chance Gilbert. And I think just because this guy is a really, really fun prospect. And so it's just he jumps off the film as soon as you cut it on, and it's kind of unbelievable. I saw one clip, I believe it was maybe the second clip after I turned the film on completely, and like just the way he broke on the football, intercepted the pass, jumped in front of the receiver, like the way he moves, his movement is very efficient. Like you can tell he has that it factor. And then it's like all the interceptions he was getting on the tape, and you know, he's just kind of special with the ball in his hands. And so right off the bat, I was like, damn, I'm looking at these receptions, how he's, you know, returning these balls and stuff like that. And I'm like, obviously that's return ability. Like he has returner ability. And then next thing you know, you start seeing all these clips of him returning kicks and kickoffs and things like that. I'm like, yo, yeah, so he's special. And then, you know, you keep watching the film and now he's playing offense and he's a damn good receiver too. So, you know, obviously you're dealing with a really good athlete, somebody who was highly talented coming out, and a guy we really got to, you know, do everything we got to do to retain him because, you know, we were in quite a good battle with Georgia for him and obviously beat him out. And so, you know, a big time recruiting win for this staff. Like I said, this kid is going to be really, really good in the secondary. And so, like I said, he also has return ability. I wonder if he can, you know, continue to develop into maybe like an elite punt returner as well. You know, just because like once you start talking about those kind of things, like expecting the game that way, now you're talking about a different kind of territory as far as like being special as a player. And so I think he has the tools, like I said, he jumps off the film. And so I think us, you know, recently getting him is extremely big time for us. And so we've got to, like I said, continue to do everything we got to do to keep him in the fold. And so I think he would be my number one pick for, you know, commitments that I'm most excited about. Moving on to number two, I think is a guy that might surprise some people, but it's my position. And it might not be the one that people might think. Obviously, I really think Isaac McNeil is a really, really good player. He's going to be phenomenal at Auburn. The way I feel like DJ Durkin can use somebody like him, he's going to come in and make maybe even an immediate impact, just the kind of tools he possesses. However, I'm really, really high on Kareem Palmer. And I'm really more so excited just because I know DJ Durkin knows his linebackers, right? And so for him to go out, identify a kid with this kind of ability, speed, I know he has a vision for a guy like this. And so that's kind of what I'm excited about too, just because when I can see the film, I can see how he can fit into a system like ours. And another thing that really got me excited is because he reminds me of one of my former teammates and Jacoby McClain. And I'm gonna tell you why. Just because they're both undersized, and when they were both in high school, they wore the same number. I played against Jacoby when we were in high school, and so I remember Jacoby when he was in high school. I think Kareem Palmer is a little taller, more so like 6'1", maybe pushing even 6'2". Jacoby was a little shorter, but they have similar games in the fact that even down to the stance that they get in is very similar. And just like the kind of pop that he plays with, I think Jacoby was a tad bit more physical, especially at this age. But this kid, Kareem Palmer, will hit you as well. Like, that's not to say this kid is soft. Like, he will hit you. And the way he takes on linemen, like, the way he shoots through gaps, like, it's very Jacoby-esque. And, like, the way he'll never give up on plays. He's running down plays. Like, he's a high-effort guy. Like I said, undersized, but damn. Like, the speed, the pop, those kind of attributes, they jump off the film just like Jacoby. And so, like, I'm seeing the resemblance. And so I think he has the frame to come into college and obviously get bigger. Like I said, 6'1", maybe pushing 6'2". He has the frame to easily be 230 and still be explosive. So this is the kind of guy that, you know, who I think is extremely underrated, you know, in my personal opinion. I think, you know, I'm not some kind of guru or expert. Well, I mean, I am technically a linebacker expert. You know, I play the position at the highest level, and I've seen, you know, what it looks like. And I know a really, really good linebacker play. I do. And, like, I love watching linebackers. I love studying linebackers. Like, that's what I do. And so when I watch him, I can see that he has it. Like, it's something that you really can't explain, but the kid has it. And so I think him, along with the addition of, like I said, Isaac McNeil, this linebacker group and in this class alone is going to be crazy for years to come. And so continuing to stack these classes on top of classes, and, you know, we can create a freaking linebacker factory. You know what I mean? So, you know, starting with the guys that we've got, you know, on the roster right now. So, and that's just continuing on what's been going on for the last 5 to 7 years as well. So, like I said, Kareem Palmer being my second choice as far as commitments that I'm excited about. Moving on, last but not least, we've got number three, Leighton Vaughn Brant, offensive tackle. And I think this one right here is pretty self-explanatory just because this one right here is a very, very big position of need for us. This is a position that we have not recruited extremely well over the last probably decade or so at this point, and maybe even further back than that. And so I think he's a very, very, very good player. You know, and he's going to come in and have the opportunity to compete. He's going to have the opportunity to come in and compete, you know, depending on, you know, whether the staff continues to bring in, you know, transfers or things like that. You know, everything is so always evolving. However, you're talking about a guy who's, you know, top five at his position or so coming out of high school, a guy who is massive and has room to grow. He's going to be a really, really good player. And so this is the type of guy who could, you know, help anchor your offensive line for multiple years, you know, 2 to 3 years, and, you know, you're set at tackle. And so it's been a while since we've had that. And another thing that I really like about this kid as well is he is, you know, vocal as well. Like, he is actively online recruiting, you know, still visiting and things like that. And so he's a guy who's, you know, trying to get other elite prospects on board with him. And so that's another thing that I really like about him. He's all in, committed, and so it's kind of hard and rare to find, you know, guys like that these days. And so those are my, you know, top three commitments as far as this class thus far. Things are subject to change, but I would probably go with those three right now. And that's not to say, you know, I'm not really high on other players as well, because I really am on other guys as well, like I said. But those would probably be my top three as far as commitments that we've had thus far. And the most important piece of this entire thing, you know, which we cannot forget, is that it's only June. You know, we still have to retain all of these guys. We still have to, you know, continue to recruit them. You know, just because we have their commitment does not mean the job is done. And so we still have to retain these guys. Obviously, the news recently of, you know, one of our running back commits maybe being on flip watch. And so that's the nature of college football. Like, it is what it is. And I would be shocked if everybody that we had right now, you know, stayed in the class once it was time to sign later down the line. You know, that's just how it goes. And you see that from every single program, every single team. So first and foremost, I wouldn't say, you know, it's time to panic if anybody did flip, because we're going to flip somebody else too, probably. Like, that's just how it goes. And so, you know, like I said, it's always great to be in this position, but it's only June and, you know, still more work to be done. Which brings me to this current team that we have right now, because these commitments are, you know, important, and they'll come in and play with a lot of these guys, you know, that we have on the team right now, you know, and right now they're building that solid foundation. And so, which brings me to this current team. Obviously, these commits will come in and play with a lot of these guys that we have on the roster right now. This is how, you know, you continue to build that solid foundation. And so, speaking of this current team, here is where I think we have the most questions headed into the season. And I think it coincides with how we've been recruiting, and I think it's been phenomenal thus far. I think this staff thus far gets an A+ as far as recruiting goes. Like, it's really no other way to put it. Like, from where we were, you know, when the staff took over, and not even just when they took over, really, you know, 2 months ago, we were dead last in the SEC. And so to see where we are sitting at this moment, A+. And so I think the momentum is building, and we've got to continue to sustain it. And I think that's an important part. And so, speaking of, like I said, this current team and what I think this staff has been emphasizing recruiting wise. And when you think about what they've been emphasizing, and you look at down the list of the commitments, and like, it just jumps off the page of, and it's really like eye popping. Like, yeah, this is exactly what we need. And they've gone out to do that. Like, when you look at additions, like I said, of Leighton Von Brandt, offensive tackle, and then you look at the additions of the interior offensive line guys, and you look at the defensive line and getting guys on the edge like Rion Jackson and other guys in this class, it's obviously been a point of emphasis. Like, hey, we need to rebuild from the ground up, build these trenches up, because that's how we win an SEC. And so I think, like I said, they get an A+. And so another thing I think is important, like, headed into the season defensively, like I said, they've got some edge guys. I think they're still trying to go after some edge guys, because, like, we just got off of losing Falk and Crawford. And we're going to have some question marks, especially headed into the season, you know, as far as pass rush. Like, where is that pass rush going to come from, especially consistently? And so you have a linebacker who, and Xavier Atkins, who obviously can rush the passer, coming off a season of having 9 sacks, which for a off-the-ball linebacker is incredible. But in the same breath, you can't rely on that all the time, especially coming off a season of having 9 sacks. Like, coming into this season, like, that's going to be a point of emphasis for teams. Like, we cannot let 17 wreck our game. So that's a different dynamic that we have to also address as well. So can we, you know, rush the passer with 4? Can we find that guy to consistently win 1-on-1? You know, and we have some guys. We've got some guys, but I think that's one of the questions, especially going into the season, that we have to answer. And then it'll be, you know, one of those things that remains to be seen. Like, you have to actually go out and do it. And so you look at Jared Smith. You look at Deshaun Womack, who came in from Ole Miss. You look at getting a guy like Chris Murray back. I think that's probably one of our main questions on defense, as far as, like, Where is this thing going? Because the talent is there. The talent is there. But defensively, can we generate a consistent pass rush? Who's going to be that go-to guy? I think there's some other small questions defensively, like, you know, corner, things like that. You know, how to juggle all of that talent back. Like, the talent is there. You know, it's about finding the right guys, the right pieces, you know, to play the right roles, which is on the staff ultimately. But I think they'll figure that part out. And then offensively, I think it's just, like, I mean, it's really no other way to get around it. It's more so about the offensive line. Because I think we have talented receivers. We have talented playmakers. I don't think we have, like, a All-American, but I don't think we necessarily need one with the system that we have, the type of offense we're going to run. Like, we have really, really good receivers. Like, you don't have to have an All-American to have a damn good offense. But I think we've got a damn good running back and a damn good room, matter of fact. And so, you know, when you look at the quarterback skill set and things like that, like, the pieces are there. I think it's just going to come down to how the offensive line gels. Like, can they come together? Can they gel the right way? Can they get on one accord? Can they get their communication right? You know, can they get their checks right? Can they communicate on the road when it's loud? You know? How do they react when they see a look they haven't prepared for or practice? Do they panic or do they communicate? You know, it's just small things that make an offensive line great. And then ultimately, can you run the football and protect the quarterback, which we've struggled with? So I think for us, it's really about the, like, that we have talent littered all around the roster. It's going to come down to, you know, what I've been talking about, what a lot of fans have been talking about for a while. You know, can we gel offensively on the offensive line, you know, and protect the quarterback, run the football, and then just defensively, can we generate a pass rush after losing two guys to the draft? You know, the talent's there. It's just about, you know, guys stepping into that role. And so I think those are probably the two, you know, biggest question marks as far as offensively and defensively headed into fall camp. You know, right now the guys obviously continuing to work hard throughout this summer, get bigger, faster, stronger, and then we'll continue to cross those bridges when we get there. But right now, this staff continues to remain on fire on a recruiting trail. Don't see them slowing down anytime soon. Well, honestly, I take that back. They will slow down, not necessarily just because, you know, they're losing out on recruits, but I just don't know how much bigger the recruiting class will be. You know, we're sitting at 18 right now. I suspect we'll, you know, have a handful of a few more. But as far as, like, efficiency, yeah, knocking it out the park. And so, you know, if things do slow down, it's just because I don't think anybody knows the exact number that they're taking. But, you know, the guys that they want, the guys that they're trying to go out and get, for the most part, they're going to get them. And they're still in the contention for a few more. And so, just a little foreshadowing, Thursday we'll begin into a little more detail as far as, like, position groups. We'll go group by group and, you know, rank them as far as how I see them on this football team, and position group by position group, and get into a little further detail. But, you know, that's all we got for today, folks. If you like this episode, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. I appreciate you guys tuning in. And as always, War Eagle.